Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
There's a website called Mr. Man. Now, you may have heard of Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin basically highlights women actresses' nudity in movies. They've been doing it for years.
Like, catalogs it, right?
Yeah, this guy who started
You go by
it.
Actress and find every scene that they've been in naked at some point.
Yeah, you go, I want to see, was Scarlett Johansson ever naked? Boom, he'll find it for you. And this guy started this business by himself, like in his basement. And now...
No doubt.
Last time...
With one hand.
That's right. Last time I heard, he's got like an office complex and hundreds of staff, and Mr. Skin does very well. Anyhow, so there's Mr. Man as well.
Okay.
And they viewed 8,000 full frontal scenes to determine the biggest and smallest names in show business for the men.
Oh.
How they are in the pants.
They're being critics.
Yes. Now, the most generously endowed include Michael Fassbender, Liam Neeson.
Really?
Yeah. Ben Affleck.
All right.
Jennifer Garner somewhere is disappointed. That ended. De Niro. Still packing after all
Bobby
these years.
Bobby D.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor.
Okay.
Speaking of De Niro, this is interesting. This Irishman movie that's being produced by Martin Scorsese, it's De Niro, it's Pesci, it's Al Pacino. It looks amazing. I thought for sure this was going to be a theater movie. I think it's a Netflix thing.
Really?
That's wild that you got that star power and Martin Scorsese's doing it for Netflix. I mean, that's, you know, wow. Anyhow. The guys who are coming up short,
okay,
include Leonardo DiCaprio.
What?
First time there's anything been bad said about him.
Maybe it was a what? What happens if it's like a cold set?
Right.
That day,
he can say, "I just got out of the pool." Shia LaBeouf.
All right.
Maybe that's why he's boozing all the time, trying to forget about his shortcomings. Jude Law, supposedly not packing any heat. Terrence Howard. Great actor. He's in the Empire. I think that show Empire.
Yes.
He's lacking downstairs. And they say Dennis Hopper was lacking downstairs. Well, Dennis Hopper is dead.
Right.
Leave the poor man alone. You got to mock him in death about his tiny thingy.
But maybe it's angles.
Right.
You know, there's different cinematography going on. You know, doesn't the camera add 10 pounds?
I don't think in that department.
No?
Plus, when Dennis Hopper was making movies, he probably didn't clean it up too much down there, so it probably looked smaller with all the fuzz.
Right. And they weren't in 4K.
No, that's right.
This is blurry.
So there you go. Now, someone who's not on the list, but I always heard was really well endowed, is John Hamm.
Huh.
There's many a photo you'll see of him online that looks like he's got a cucumber down his pants.
But has he ever done a full frontal scene?
No, maybe not.
And have these guys all done them, or have there been body doubles in there?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, are they sure that the member fits the membership?
Right. Well, there could be something there then. Yeah, I'm not sure. Because unlike, what was the...
Marky Mark? Dirk Diggler?
Well, of course, that was all prosthetics.
Right.
Unless it is the real Marky Mark, and then he's got a lot to be proud of. I forget. Now I'm sick. There's a name I'm trying to pull out of my hat. The guy that used to be in Something About Your Mother in the comedy with, I want to say Something About Mary, but it's not something. Oh, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Did you see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, yes.
Right. What's his name? I mean, he went full Monty there.
Yes, he did.
Movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the big guy.
So I guess if they see face and package, then you know it belongs to. But if you're just getting a close-up of the lumber, then, it could be a body double. Anyhow, next time you're watching a Ben Affleck movie or...
Jason Segel.
That's his name.
That's who that was.
He went full Monty. De Niro, Liam Neeson, Michael Fassbender, Ewan McGregor, and Ben Affleck all got big, big packages. It's going to be cold. It's going to be miserable. So you can look at yourself, Lucky, and go, ugh, what a life I lead up at this hour of the day, to and from work, living in this weather. It's miserable. My life is horrible. But at least you're not this guy.
All right.
Whenever we get to help you out a little bit. This will lift your spirits.
What'd he do?
Because you ain't this guy. Cops got a call on Monday night about an incident at a hotel. Apparently, three officers in training were having a drunk threesome there.
Okay.
And these are officers in training.
Right.
They were having a drunk threesome there, and the women got into a fist fight because the guy was focusing on one of them more than the others.
Oh.
Two women, one guy.
Gotcha.
They're all drunk in this hotel room, and the guy's really taking care of business with the one and paying so much attention to the other. So a big fight breaks out. When the cop gets there to break things up, it turns out that one of the women is his wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently he kept his composure until the other cops got there to arrest all three of them for disorderly conduct. There's no word on the state of the guy's marriage, but I'm sure it's great.
Oh, yeah. And no explaining to do there.
It'd be a quiet drive home.
Yeah.
Or a very loud drive home, depending on how you handle this stuff. Could you imagine?
So she was becoming a cop as well,
I guess
then?
She was a cop in training. He already is a cop. And the three of these, him, her, and the other girl and the guy decided to get it on. So great.
Right.
So, as you make your way across the 401 or down the 404 or across the 427 and it's minus 11, just realize and remember, at least you're not this guy. Heinz ketchup exits its glass bottle at 0.028 miles per hour, which is around the same speed as the average snail. I don't know why we needed to know that, but...
Your son's a scientist. You imagine if he came back and said, you said, hey, Daniel, what are you working on?
Thousands of dollars in education.
I'm working on the speed that Heinz comes out of the bottle.
Yeah. I saw a thing on Facebook the other day about macaroni and cheese, and somebody posted a photo of somebody dumping ketchup on it, and they said, this is a crime. I said, no. It's the only way to eat it. Got to have the ketchup all over it. Big fan of the French's, too. I like the French ketchup.
Okay.
I like the French mustard. I like the French ketchup.
It's Canadian, right?
That's right. Yep, they're still putting people to work out Leamington Way and all of that. Only four acts have had a top 40 hit in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Who do you think that would be?
I'd have to say U2.
Yep.
Beyond that, though, I'm stumped. The 2010s?
Yeah, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Michael Jackson. When did he die?
They're coming up on 10 years.
So, oh, maybe he had, like, posthumous hits.
Yeah.
They released probably some music or something.
Yeah, I think this year will be 10 years. He died in 2009. They just, actually, Macaulay Culkin just gave another interview about his relationship with Michael Jackson and said, you know, he was one of the nicest guys, just reached out. He was a good friend.
There was, I think he was like 11 and Michael was in his 30s. It was like a 22-year difference or something.
But he said Michael recognized what he was going through and that Michael could relate to his situation being a young kid, a child star, and not having much of a childhood.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to believe because it just seems so strange and odd, but he's really held to that story, whereas others have said that shenanigans did go on.
Mm-hmm.
This is odd. Herrings. The way herrings communicate is by basically passing gas at one another.
Like the fish?
Yeah, I guess.
We eat these things?
We seem to love them, don't we?
They
communicate underwater by basically farting at each other. They shoot air out of their rectums, which creates a high-frequency sound that other herrings can hear. You'd make a hell of a herring. Tell Lucky the other herrings would say.
Tell them to stop talking.
Stop yelling. It was Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers' 71st birthday yesterday.
Wow.
And so Sylvester Stallone tweeting out, happy birthday. And
sorry, I killed you in the movies.
He says exactly that. He says, I apologize. He says, killing Apollo Creed in Rocky IV all the way back in 1984, I shouldn't have killed him off.
Huh.
He says, now with the success of the Apollo franchise, Creed coming along for
Rocky,
that Apollo would have been a huge part of that. Now, look, in the movies, you can do anything. You know, when he got hit by Dolph Lundgren and he went down and then he's on Rocky's lap.
Yeah.
He's kind of holding his head. You know, in the world of movies, you could say he was out cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't see him actually die, do we? We assume he's dead.
Well, no, they'd have a funeral.
But I'm saying this. He was so embarrassed by being beaten by Dolph Lundgren because he's Apollo
Creed. Went into hiding.
He went into hiding. And his son sees him on the street. He's now homeless and has nothing.
Ooh.
See what I did?
Right.
And you could bring him back.
He just gave Sylvester 20 more years of Rocky.
Yeah. I think I should get a hold of him. Get a piece of that. Anyhow, he says, your performances were amazing. Beside being a great actor, he is the best cinema boxer of all time. Truly amazing grace, power, and unbelievably fast. And you go back and you watch Rocky One. You know, when they fight, you know, it's a great boxing scene. Terrific. When they go to two, the both of them are so cut, so lean. Apollo, like with those big, massive arms, you know, and he was great in that role.
It's insane. Like, I think Evan was asking after we watched some of three and four the other night, he was asking about veins and muscles.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, everyone's got them there.
Yeah.
You can't see them on most people.
A 16-year-old girl calls 911 on Saturday to report a theft, and several police arrive. But when they got to her house, they found out the theft she was reporting had to do with her dad punishing her by taking her phone away.
Oh.
She called 911 on her dad. What a little snot-nosed brat.
911, too.
They had to explain to her, and good for them, that since she's under 18, it wasn't theft, and having a cell phone as a kid is a privilege, not a right. So in the end, she just, I guess, made this all worse on herself by calling 911 because now she's in even more trouble. They didn't charge her for misusing 911, but before they left, the cops told her to start following her dad's rules if she wants her phone back. Good on the cops. Could you imagine ever in your day growing up calling 911 on your parents if they grounded you or took something away from you?
Russell Peters has that great bit with somebody going to get hurt real bad.
Yeah.
If you like called child services, the threat of calling child services on your parents, and when they call your bluff. Yeah, I would imagine the 911 one would have been about the same thing when I was a kid.
My dad would have stared me down as the cops arrived. And I'd be like, hi, officers. Or he would have said, hi, officers, what's going on? And then they would have explained. I can see it in my head. The look he would have given me and the fear alone. I'd be like, please take me with you. He's going to kill me. If you leave me here, there's going to be a murder.
What happens if I have to call you back again?
That's right. Yeah, because this isn't going well. Anyhow, good for the cops for putting her in her place.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.